我想我们又来到了十一月是感恩节的季节。
So I think we come once again to November, which is the season of Thanksgiving.
让我们真是在一起要来数算主的恩典。
So let's come to get blessing that our Lord has given us.
每次来到 Thanksgiving, 我就想到我们的弟兄 Jasper 就忙死了。
Every time with, we come to Thanksgiving, I thought about our brother Jasper, how he will be so busy.
他的忙死了是因为世界上的人都要买礼物，所以忙死了。
He's so busy because all the people on this earth is buying gifts at this time.
所以这个商业的世界是让我们很忙。
So the business in this world has caused us to be so busy.
我盼望我们的心不是这样的忙。
I pray that our hearts is not that busy.
我们在主面前，我们向着神。我们的心要像玛利亚一样坐在他的脚前。
And before God, our heart should be like Maria, that we'll have time to sit by his feet.
让我们能够明白主的心。
So that we may understand his heart.
我们体贴主的心。
And so that we can understand his heart.
世界可以在那里为许许多多的事情在那里热闹，在那里奔波。
The world could be busy for so many things.
我们的心要分别出来。
But our hearts need to be separated out.
我们要安静，我们要思想主。
We need to be quiet and have time to think about our Lord.
常常把感谢献给神。
And offer our thanksgiving often.
也能够好好的服侍，在主的教会里服侍众弟兄姊妹们。
And also to serve our brothers and sisters.
今天我要继续的来讲到保罗天上的异象。
Today I'll continue to speak about Paul's heavenly vision.
我们打开圣经使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to our Bible, Acts 26.
保罗这个异象非常的重要，到什么程度？这本书使徒行传一连讲三次。
The vision that Paul has seen is so important that in this book it's talked about three times.
第一次在第九章。
It was talked about first in chapter 9.
第二次在二十二章。
Second time is in chapter 22.
第三次在二十六章。
And third time was mentioned in chapter 26.
所以你就知道神一而再再而三来讲给我们听，这个意象是关键性的意象。
So you know that God has repeatedly mentioned about this vision to us, so you know this is the key vision.
我们每一个基督徒，每一个教会在地上都应该注意。这个意象要表达神要从天上向我们表达的意思。
So every Christian, every church needs to pay attention to this and understand what is it that God wants to understand.
好，我们打开这个使徒行传二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
今天我要请大家注意的是是这个十六节开始。
So today I want you to pay attention starting from verse 16.
我们要念到十九节
to verse 19.
我先用中文念一次，然后我们弟兄用英文念一次。
So we'll read in Chinese first and then English.
你站起来，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
Chapter 26 verse 16 to 19.But get up and stand on your feet, for this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you, rescuing you from Jewish people and from Gentiles to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the dominion of Satan to God, and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient.To the heavenly vision.
我们再来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
我们要先看的是第三章。
Chapter
3. 第三章 第十节
And verse 10
我们要 念到十一节
And we'll read from verse 10 to 11
也是一样我用中文念然后我们弟兄用英文念
Once again, we'll read in Chinese first and in English
穿上了新人这新人在知识上渐渐更新正如照他主的形象在此不分希利尼人犹太人受割礼的未受割礼的化外人希古提人为奴的自主的唯有基督是包括一切又住在个人之内
Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 through 11 And have put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew circumcised and uncircumcised barbarians, Scythians, slaves and freemen but Christ is all and in all
然后我们最后看第一章哥罗西书
And let's turn to chapter 1 of the same book.
我们从十五节
And we'll read from
念到十八节
verse 15 to 18.
我们一起念好吗
Let's read it together.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。因为万有都是靠他造的无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的或是有位的主治的执政的掌权的一概都是借着他造的又是为他造的他在万有之先万有也靠他而立他也是教会全体之首他是原始是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位好了
English readers, let's read from chapter 1 from verse 15 to 18 He is the image of the invisible God the firstborn of all creation For by him all things were created both in the heavens and on earth visible and invisible whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities all things have been created through him and for him He is forever all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
今天这一讲是讲到保罗的意象的第三讲。
So this is the third topic on Paul's vision.
第一讲是讲到神怎么样改变这一个人他原来叫扫罗把他变成保罗借着这个意象
The first part is about how the vision from which this man called Saul turned to because he saw the vision turned to called become Paul
这个人本来有自己的想法自己的梦
He originally has his own thoughts and his own dreams
但是神却把他改变了
But yet God changed him.
让他看见他以前的梦他以前的路是一条错的路是一个完全跟神为敌的路
So that he can see that his dream, original dreams and the path that he walked was completely wrong against God.
他虽然自己以为是侍奉上帝
Even though he thought he was serving God.
但是实际上神让他看见他是上帝的敌人
But in reality God allowed him to see that he is actually God's enemy.
所以今天有很多的人也是一样跟扫罗一样
So today there's many people just like Saul
我们活在自己的梦中
We live in our own dreams
我们自己觉得是在侍奉上帝
We thought we were serving God
我们每一个人都有自己的版本来解释什么是神什么是神的旨意
We have our own version and our own explanation and to explain what is God's will
但是侍奉神不是凭自己的想象
However, to serve God is not by our own wisdom
Imagination
对
乃是凭着神的启示
But rather by God's revelation
所以这是整个圣经要让我们看见的人知道有神可是人的神是自己想象的
So this is what the whole Bible wants us to learn from this is that man knows there is God but however we think about how to serve him with our own imagination
所以我们才有宗教
That's why there is such thing as religion
你看这个世界的宗教是何等的复杂
If you see how complicated things are among the different religions on this earth.
但是不管怎么样，它有共同点。
But however, regardless, they all have a common theme.
是人在那里想我们这个神应该是怎么样的一个神。
It's man himself who's there sitting there imagining what God should be.
可是只有圣经是告诉我们是神主动的。
However, only the Bible tells us God is on the act
of proactive.
He with his will created everything.
也因着他的旨意造你造我，我们这些人都是他的旨意而有的。
And by his will, he created you and I.
所以一切必须跟这个旨意吻合。
And so all should be the same with this will.
所以你会发现，当扫罗走自己的路的时候，他以为他侍奉神，神说你错了。
And so that's why when Saul was walking his own way and thought he's serving God, God tells him you're wrong.
所以神要把他自己来向他打开，来启示。
And that's why God revealed himself to him.
把他的人生从这个方向转到另外一个方向上。
So God changed his life completely.
所以这个就告诉我们，所有在地上的人，我们都必须要跟扫罗有同样的经验。
So that tells us that everyone on this earth needs to have the same experience as Saul.
当然我们的经验不可能重复大马色路上的那件事，不可能。
Of course, we cannot have the same exact experience as on his way to Damascus.
但是原则是一样的。
But the principle is the same.
也就是说我们需要被神来抓到。
In other words, we need to be captured by God.
让神把他自己启示给我们。
So that he can reveal himself to us.
让我们里面就知道，啊，这位创造宇宙万有的神，他是谁？这是第一。
So we can know within ourselves who is it that this God is who created the entire universe.
他在我身上有什么旨意？
And secondly, what is his will for me?
然后我就照着这个旨意来生活，来为人。
And so I can live according to his will.
这是每一个人在这个地上我们活着的时候我们的责任。
And this is our purpose and our duty while living on this earth.
圣经说，当趁着耶和华可寻找的时候寻求他。
And in the Bible it says, while he still can be found, seek him.
这是我们每一个人在地上活着的时候，我们里面应该有这个渴望，追求认识他。
Every single one of us should have this longing to look after him.
否则的话，我们只是活在自己的世界里头。
Otherwise, we're just living in our own world.
我们跟这位创造万有的神搭不上线，搭不上，因为你没有行在他的那个旨意里。
And we will not have a part in his will.
所以我们。第二次就讲到他的意象的本身。
And then secondly, we talked about the principle itself of the vision.
看什么？看见一个巨人。
He saw this giant.
这是他意象的第一个部分。
And this is the first part of his vision.
头在天上。
And the head is in the heaven.
他的身体在地上。
And his body is on this earth.
这是个奥秘的人。
This is a
mysterious
man.
这个奥秘的人，我们可以用现代语句来说的话 ，UFO。
And to use today's term, we may call him an UFO.
啊，这是一个从来在这历史中间没有出现过的。
Because he's someone that never appeared throughout history.
这里有一个奥秘的人。
And here this mysterious man.
他眼睛注视在地上他自己的人，他自己的儿女。
His eyes is fixed on this earth, onto his children.
而且地上任何一个相信他的人，跟这个头是有直接的关系的。
And also, anyone who on this earth who believes him has a direct connection with the head.
当扫罗去逼迫他们，去逮捕他们的时候，天上的头会讲话。
And when Saul is persecuting these bodies on this earth, the head in the heaven speaks.
而且这个话不是说你为什么逼迫某某人。
And also, when the head speaks, it does not ask why are you persecuting so and so.
而是说你为什么逼迫。我
But rather it says, why are you persecuting me?
所以当你摸到地上的任何一个信主的肢体，天上的头会说，你碰我干什么？
And so whenever someone touches anybody who's believers, the head will ask, why are you touching me?
地上的肢体跟天上的头是耶稣是用我这句话来说的。
And so the body on this earth has a direct connection with the head. That's why Jesus used the word I.
这句话、是让保罗要想了三天了，要想三天。
So what the head said, the head said to Saul caused him to think about it for 3 days.
所以当初保罗问第二个问题，你要我做什么，主？
And so after he finally understands, Paul asked the second question, what do you want me to do?
那耶稣就对他说，你到城里面去，有人会告诉你。
And so Jesus said to him, go to the city and someone will tell you.
说这句话也很有意思。
And also mentioned how interesting this phrase is.
耶稣不直接回答他的问题。
Jesus did not directly answer his questions.
要绕一个圈。
He made him go around.
他要去找一个名不见经传的小弟兄，他的名字叫做 亚拿尼亚。
He wants him to find his very a small brother whose name is Ananias.
所以你就会发现，我们需要一个小弟兄来帮助我们。
So you discover that we need a small brother to help us.
这个伟大的使徒，神的大仆人，他居然离不开一个小弟兄。他才能够把神的旨意告诉他。
This great apostle cannot do without this small brother. He needs a small brother to tell him God's will.
所以这是扫罗他马上就建立到碰到这个身体的原则。
So Saul immediately understand the principle of the body.
这个原则就是说，不管你多伟大，你永远离不开身体。
So and that is, no matter how great you are, you will never be apart from the body.
你必须活在身体里头。
You must live within the body.
你要明白神的旨意吗？
If you want to understand God's will.
活在这个身体里头，你就会明白。
You need to live in the body, and you will understand.
扫罗他就到那个大马色的城里面，哎，果然就有一个，他又看到第二个异象，就有一个小弟兄来找他了。
So Saul went to Damascus, and there he saw the second vision, and there comes a small brother to come and find him.
那他的问题就是由这个小弟兄来告诉他所需要知道的答案。
And then this small brother came in to give him the answer which he asked.
所以你就会发现这个意象是一个平衡的。
So you see this vision is balanced.
他一面看到这个宇宙的巨人。
On one side he sees this giant.
同时又看见一个很具体的一个小弟兄，他与他两个人是，他称他为弟兄。
And on the other side you see this very small brother who he calls him brother.
这个弟兄是超过地上你家里的兄弟姐妹，比这个还更深一层。
This brother has a greater and deeper meaning than the mere brothers and sisters you have in your house.
我们平常讲的弟兄是血肉之亲。
When we talk about brothers, normally we talk about with our blood brothers.
我们在家里面共同有一个有父母亲，我们在这个我们是生在这个家里头的。
Our brothers, we live in the same household and born of the same parent.
是以肉体的关系来说的。
Is the brother of the flesh.
但是现在耶稣要让他看见，这里有一个是
brother.
这里不管你保罗将来怎么样被神大大的使用。
Here it shows that no matter how greatly you are used by God in the future.
可是你旁边这个主所保全拯救的这一个亚拿尼亚，他来把神的旨意告诉你。
But here you will have this small brother who is also purchased by God's blood, and brother Ananias, he is there to tell you God's will.
保罗，你离。
In other words, Paul, you cannot be part from Ananias.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个感觉？你离不开你的弟兄、你的姐妹。
Brothers, do you have this feeling that you cannot be apart from your brother and sister?
我们在这个地上不能够过一个孤单的基督徒的生活，不可能的。
We cannot live a lonely life, a Christian life on this earth.
所以你会发现，这个意象里头有两个重要的部分。
So here in this vision, you'll see there are two important parts.
一面他看见都在天上。
On the other hand,
他活在地上，他的神的家里头。
He sees that he also lives on this earth and in God's house.
他的交通是一面是跟这个天上的头有交通，一面跟弟兄姐妹有交通。
His communication on one hand is with the head in the heaven, the other is also with brother and sister.
所以这个是保罗在这个意象里头所认识的。
And this is what Paul realized in the.
那么这也就奠定了他后来三十年的侍奉的这个根基。
And this also set a foundation for his works in the next 30 years.
你去看他写的书信。
If you read his letters.
十三封书信。
The 13 letters.
在圣经里面，大概他是最圣经的这个一个新约的主要部分是他完成的。
A majority of the New Testament is written by him.
你就知道他是何等的，他所有在这一世的都离不开大马的这个意象。
And in all what he's recorded, and also in the 13 letters, it never drift far apart from what he experienced on Damascus.
所以你就知道这个意象是何等的重要。
And so you realize how important this vision is.
弟兄姊妹，这个意象不单单对保罗来讲很重要，对我们每个人弟兄姊妹也非常重要。
Brother and sister, so not only is this vision very important to Paul, so important to us as well.
那今天的信息呢，我就要来到他的 mission, 他的使命。
And so today in this third message, I'll talk about his mission.
那刚刚我们读的时候，我不知道你注意到主，因为他问的第二个问题是，主啊，我要做什么？
And so I'm not sure if you really pay attention to this, but his second question is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
那你就会发现，这个部分，这个 回答这个部分是亚拿尼亚来告诉保罗的。
And then you will realize that the answer to his question, God used the mouth of Ananias to answer him.
所以神是能够借着地上的肢体来为他发表神的旨意。
So you can see that God can use his body on this earth to express his will.
我们每一个人都可以做神的出口。
Every one of us could be
他的旨意。
If you obey his will.
所以我们但是我这里也是要讲一个平衡。
But here I also want to give a balanced view of this.
这个平衡是什么呢
？And that is,
就是我们在教会生活里头，我也碰过一些弟兄姊妹。
In my church lives, I also encountered certain brothers.
他动不动就说圣灵跟我这样讲。
It was spirit. The spirit told me this.
啊，昨天我这个梦。
Last night I had this dream.
啊，然后呢，他就哇啦哇啦讲了一大堆。
And then he'd go on to describe his dream.
神像不像基督徒说话？当然像。
Does God speak to Christians? Yes, of course.
但是你要知道，神说话永远是离不开他已经说过的话，就叫做 Logos. 这个 Logos 就是这本圣经。
Is that God? Whatever that God speaks now, He has already spoken.
神说的话跟他自己说过的、曾经说过的 Logos 是一致的。
And what He speaks now will must be in the same as what He has spoken.
神不会现在说一句话跟他以前说过的话矛盾的，不会的。
He will never speak something now that's in conflict with what he spoke before.
但是今天有一些基督徒动不动就说圣灵像我这样说，动不动圣灵像我那样说，都是胡言乱语。
But I really begin their sense with saying,
冒用
也 they just make things up.
我说严格严重一点，就是假先知。
To be more precise, they are fake prophets.
因为当你用耶和华的名来说话，用圣灵的名来说话的时候，你是真的吗？
So be really careful about this because whenever you speak in the name of the Spirit, are you for real?
那常常会发现，怎么样证明什么是真先知与假先知？就是你说完话以后有没有结果
？So to be able to discern real prophet and fake prophet is true.
或是神说的话一定有结果
？If it's word from God, there will be a result.
而且一定有印证。
And then there will also be a testimony.
不是你自己想象怎么讲就怎么讲。
It's not that you will imagine how you speak.
今天有一些传道人也是这样说的。哎呀，我昨天晚上怎么样怎么样感动了，怎么样要跟你讲这个，你要跟他结婚什么就诸如此类。
And also there are preachers like this as well. For example, they would say, "Oh, last night I had this dream that you will marry this person."
不知道害死多
少。A lot of trouble for people.
所以，圣经才会告诉我们，凡灵不可都信，总要查验。是不是出于圣灵
？So that's why the Bible warns us that to do not believe in all spirit, and also we need to examine whether all these things come from the Holy Spirit.
不要随随便便说哦，圣灵昨天晚上这样说，这样那样说，这样的话，我请弟兄姐妹少挂在嘴上。
So do not use the words so and so lightly, and not use this term.
你这样一挂呢，别的弟兄就没有好说的了。那是圣灵说，那谁敢反对你
？Because if you use such term, then the other brother or sister might have nothing to say because you said this is from the Spirit.
那么现在我们来看，到底神借着亚拿尼亚告诉保罗什么
？So let's look at what exactly did God speaks through Ananias.
请我们打开我们刚刚念的第一处圣经二十六章使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
十六节。
Verse 16.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证。
But get up and stand on your feet, for this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness.
所以在这里有两件事，两个词你要注意。
Here are two words that you need to pay attention to.
神拣选这个器皿。
God has chosen this vessel.
要这个器皿做给他两个身份。
And he wants to give him two duties.
第一，做执事。
And one is to be a minister.
第二。做见证。
And secondly, is to be a witness.
这个执事这个意思就是，这个执事有一个这个字特别的字。
And to be a minister, there's a special word to the meaning to this.
你如果听这个英文的翻译是 minister.
It's minister.
我们听起来像听哈。
It sounds official, very official.
但是绝对不是 叫你做大官做部长不是这个意思。
But it's not really a title or to, for you to become authority.
圣经用这个字的时候，这个字它的意思是一个图画，一个图画就是在古时候这个这个船呢、啊、
so the,
是它不是用烧煤或者用动力，它是用人的，用人在那边摇的。
So when the Bible uses this word, it's describing a picture, and the pictures are man-powered, human-powered.
那你就知道，那个你如果在电影上你去看那些古时候战船，那些有一群人是在船舱底下的，他们只做一件事，就是摇那个船。
So in the old days, if you see the from the movies in the battleships, they so people who are sole responsibility is to roll the boat.
那他们怎么知道什么时候该摇？或者左边摇右边摇转弯什么，那是完全听有一个人在上面敲鼓的。
So how do they know how fast to roll or whether to roll to the left or right is they listen to the drum, someone who's on the upper deck.
快的时候他们就摇得快，慢的时候就
and when the drum beat goes fast they roll faster.
所以这是保罗用的字，就是我说神用的字就是那个字。
And so that is the same word that God uses here.
Minister 这个就是在那里做窗底下摇船的人。
So the word minister is to be someone on the lower deck rowing the boat.
那请问，当神用这个字的时候，意思叫保罗干嘛？
So in other words, when God uses this word, what is he trying to ask Paul to do?
啊，注意听什么？
Listen to the drums.
我要你去做摇船的，但是摇船的人不能够去。
So God is asking him to become someone who rows the boat, but however he cannot decide.Where the boat is going.
这个船怎么走是要听那个敲鼓的人决定的。
Where the boat is going is decided by the one who's beating the drums.
所以保罗的职分就是说
Paul's mission is to become this minister.
听见神的声音。
To listen to God's voice.
因为这条船的主人是谁？
Because you know the owner of this boat is.
我们人生这条船的主人是谁？
Who's the owner of our life.
世界是我。
The master of our lives to the people on this earth is themselves.
但是一个有意向的人。
But it's someone who has vision.
他的主权要转移了。
He needs to offer up
his
authority.
他就被这个意向控制了。
Someone who has vision is controlled by this vision.
他必须听这个说话的这位说他在怎么
obey.
所以这个字是这个意思。
And so that's the meaning of the word minister.
做指示，做这个摇船的人。
You are someone who is there to roll the boat.
第二，做见证。
Secondly, to be a witness.
见证这个。
What does it mean to be a witness?
就是说，你就做这件事情的那个见证。
That means whatever you see, you become witness to that event.
因为下面就有解释，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来，这叫见证。
Because after it says not only to be to the things to be witness to the things which you have appeared to you.
我们过几天就有一年一次的感恩节感恩聚会，有没有先有聚餐，然后有见证
？In a few more days we'll have our annual Thanksgiving gathering, and first we'll have our dinner, and then we'll have testimony.
我们感恩节要做什么
？What testimony do we need to give on Thanksgiving?
那有的人一做见证，就从创世纪讲到启示录。
Some people when they give a testimony, they go from Genesis to Revelation.
有的人做见证，他一定要从他小的时候，从妈打出娘胎开始讲，讲到他今年。
And some people is starting from when they're born.
这都不是见证。
All these are not testimonies.
见证是讲什么
？What is testimony about?
见证不是讲我。
It's not about me.
讲谁？
And it's about
好，将你所看见的事和我将来要指示你的事证明出来，为谁做见证？
Who are we being a testimony?
保罗永远不能为自己做见证。
Paul will never be able to be a testimony for himself.
他只能说我是何等的罪恶，何等的软弱，神怜悯了我。
And all he can say is how sinful and weak I was, and God had mercy on me.
这是保罗的见证，是他所见到的这位的主。
What he needs to testify is for the Lord of his life.
所以盼望我们今年我们有这么一短短的时间要为主做见证。
I hope that in the short time we have this year to be a testimony for our Lord. Think about this year.
主有没有开你的眼睛？
Whether the Lord has opened your eyes.
你从来没有认识过的，今年主开你的眼睛，你认识了。
What you have not known before, this year God opened your eyes and now you see.
这就是你 要为耶稣做的见证。
You need to do,
你是为耶稣在所做的事为他做见证。
The Lord has done for you.
这是神给保罗也是给我们所有蒙恩人的一个职分。
This is what God gave to Paul and also every one of us.
所以就是两件事。
This the mission, there's,
第一做什么？
The first mission is
啊，摇桨的人
to be someone who rows the boat.
啊，有的时候我们教会也每年不是也要选执事吗？
So every year we need to choose our deacons.
意思就是说你要来做摇桨。
In other words, you need to row in the boat.
啊，不行不行不行。
A lot of people just say, no, I can't do it. Fine, go find someone else.
不，如果神找到你。是你抬举神还是神抬举你
No, on the contrary, when God is looking for you to do his work, is he lifting you up or you are lifting him up? Do not think that you are helping God lifting you up.
我们在神的家里面做一个服侍神的人服侍弟兄姐妹的人
We need to learn to be a servant in God's house, how to serve brothers and sisters.
不是我要做什么
It's not whether I want to do this or not.
乃是要做什么
Is rather what
跟他的鼓声来做服侍他的事。
We need to listen to drum beats and to do things to serve him.
所以这是神给保罗在这里所说的那两个重要的职分。
So this is the part of the mission that God has, the important mission that God has passed on to Paul.
这是他的身份，对不对？接着下去，当你做这个事的时候，要什么用什么方法
？And so how should you conduct this?To go about doing these things.
那这个你就要回到第九章第一次讲到这件事情的时候那里有几句话我要
Then you need to enter into chapter 9.
第九章第十六节
verse 16.
九章
chapter 9.
我们从15-16念过来哈。
Let's read from verse 15 to 16.
主对亚拿尼亚说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬，也要指示他。他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。”
Verse 15 to 16. But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name."
所以。很稀奇，
所以
人家来，如果这个公司来找你做他们的事儿
，You find this very strange. For example, if a company want to come for you to hire you,
都会告诉你来我们公司多好。
They will tell you because you'll be treated well. You will give you so much salary.
有这么好的 bonus.
And then also there's the bonus.
啊，有这么好的 office 在等你。
And also you can have a great office waiting for you.
很漂亮，所以。希望你来这个公司上班。
So they paint this beautiful picture for you, hoping that you will come to the company to work.
这是这个世界找人的方法。
This is how this world works. But it's quite different for a God want to work for him.
找你来做。
He will say, come, work for me.
And say, 这个工作怎么好不好干呢
？And say whether this work is easy.
Mission impossible.
It's probably.
你要为我做见证。
You will need to be a testimony for me.
可是呢，我先告诉你。你要做这个见证，结果是很痛苦的。
However, I need to first tell you that in order to be a testimony for me, the result is very painful.
你要为我受许多的苦。
You will suffer for my name.
这句话对保罗，他是读圣经的人，他知道旧约那些先知们也是苦命人。
However, Paul is no stranger to these words because he read the Bible and knows that all the priests, prophets, they had lived a very hard life.
你去看。神呼亚，神呼召耶利米。
God calls Isaiah and Jeremiah, these previous prophets.
神都是先讲清楚。
God,
我要找你，我呼召你。
God tells them up front, I'm calling you.
但是你要心里准备好，你不要以为你去大家都洗耳恭听。
Calling you, but however, be prepared that just because you're speaking for me, that everyone will listen.
你会有五星级的宾馆住。
You will not live in the five-star hotel.
有Mercedes-Benz 来接你。
And you will not be shut up in the Mercedes.
没有。
In reality, that's not the truth.
而且是相反。
And indeed, it's actually the opposite. Because when you truly are speaking for the Lord, you will realize that this world will rise up against
you. Because
people will not listen to you.
That's... 固然有外邦人的部分, 最重要还是以色列人自己。
However, even though there's a portion of the population who these prophets speak to are Gentiles, but also there are all the Jews.
而且以色列人,
actually, the Jews make up the main.
这个扫罗的, 保罗的时候,
and you also realize when God sent Paul,
你会发现他的对象是谁?
His audience are.
他讲了三个, 对不对?
There are three types, there are three groups.
我要打发你, 像外邦人,
the Gentiles,
像君王,
and also
以色列人,
sons of Israel,
来为我做见证,
so to be a testimony for me.
所以这是神给他的仆人的那一个命令,
so this is a commandment God has given his servant.
说得清楚, 当你去这样做的时候, 要为我受许多的苦,
but God made it absolutely clear up front that when you do this, you will suffer for it.
所以你看见这个仆人在使徒行传的脚中,
and so you'll see the servant in Acts.
他的命运是非常坎坷,
his life is very.
也是如此,
but that's the same for all the other prophets in the Old Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
为什么?
Why is this?
为什么神不说, 一切都是, 平安无事呢?
Why doesn't God find and peaceful?
为神做见证的这件事是一个,
because the act of being a testimony to God is a very dangerous occupation.
你知道这个做见证这个见证,
so if you understand the word witness,
英文翻译叫做 witness.
The English word for this is witness.
你如果去看它的原文,
but if you look at the original the Greek version,
martyr, 这个字, 这个字原文是 martyr. Martyr 在英文如果翻译是什么?
And this word martyr in English meaning it means
是殉道的人,
someone who's martyred.
拜佛化解，因为他不能够讲自己的话, 也不能讲讨人喜欢的话, 他要讲谁的话?
Because that someone cannot speak for what he wants to say, and neither nor what it's pleasing to other people. What he has to say is,
他要讲谁的话? Say, 神要他讲的话,
want him to say.
所以你就会发现, 当神要讲的话, 那个话是重听还是不重听?
So when you'll discover that when he's speaking what God wants him to say, whether that word is very popular or not.
我感谢神, 神给我一个老婆,
praise God that God gave him a wife.
他常常说的话,
she always tells,
付了惨重代价,
and so she paid a heavy price for saying words that I do not want to hear.
什么代价呢?
What kind of price?
我要跟他辩论, 我要骂他,
I will argue with her.
因为他讲的话是不顺耳的话,
because what she speaks is not something that my ear likes.
听的话,
it's not something that my heart wants to hear.
但是中文说得很好, 忠言怎么样? Near.
But it's very, there's a good saying in Chinese that the good, true and good words are hard to accept.
英文有没有同样的话? 没有啊?
So since there's no phrase in English, that probably means there's no no hard truth to hear.
总而言之, 神要告诉我们的话, 我们人无愿意听, 这是事实。
So when God speaks to
us, 谁就是有福的?
However, whoever listens, he is blessed.
这是我们应该知道的一件事。
We should know this.
那么神今天要保罗来做他的指示, 做他的见证人, 那么他就必须在心理上有一个, 心理上一个预备。
So today God wants Paul to become his minister and witness.
就是你要预备受苦。
That he will suffer.
这苦不是指, 不一定是指肉身, 皮肉上的苦, 那还容易受。
It may not necessarily be simply the physical suffering.
皮肉的苦是暂时, 打完就拉倒。
Physical suffering only lasts for a short while.
什么苦是每天都在受?
Every day.
是心灵上的苦.
It's the suffering of the heart.
所以在圣经里面, 这个哥林多前书讲什么叫做爱的时候, 第一句话怎么讲?
So in Corinthians, it says, what is love? The first word is,
我们讲的 love 是 emotional 的，哎呀 I feel in love, fell in love, 我掉到爱里去了。
The love that we speak of are emotional, for example, you fell in love.
都是很感觉是很美好的。
The feeling is great.
但圣经讲不是这回事。
However, the love that love is totally different.
第一句话什么？
The first word is,
中文的圣经翻译
The first sentence,
爱是恒久忍耐，这是中文的翻译。
The first sentence is love is suffering, it's long
suffering. 听到没有？英文跟中文不一样。
So it's long suffering.
中文英文不一样。
The Chinese version and English version differs.
中文所强调的是恒久的忍耐。
In the Chinese version, it says the long endurance.
但是英文是长。
However, in the English version, it's the long suffering.
那是神的爱。
That is God's love.
神为了爱我们，他是长久的为我们受苦，还不是指的皮肉之苦。
God, in order to love us, he suffered continuously.
神的出口的一个必有的经验。
So this is an experience you must have if you want to be a mouthpiece for God.
然后他的对象，我们刚刚说过了。外邦人君王跟以色列人的面前。
And his odds, the Gentiles, the kings, and the sons of Israel.
是整个的这一个世界。
In other words, it's everybody in this world.
神的信息是对着全世界来的。
God's message is for everyone.
所有的人，不管你是君王，你是老百姓，都应该听这个信息。
Everyone, the lowly peasants, they need to listen to this message.
本地的人需要听，外地的人也需要听。
The locals as well as the outsiders need to listen.
那么信息的内容
and the message
is, 你看18节
if you look at verse 8
也是整个这个 message 的内容
it's the whole theme of the message
我差你到他们那里去要叫他们的什么眼睛得开26章18节
verse 18 it says to open eyes
然后从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向父神。
So that they may turn from darkness to the light, and from the dominion of Satan to God.
所以你就会发现，这个他有一个结果。
So you really understand that the message God wants Paul to preach, there is one outcome.
这个结果是什么呢？在人的身上要发生一个改变的事。
And there's a change that will occur on man.
是从黑暗归，意思就是说从撒旦的权下。归向神
and the meaning of that is to go from the dominion of Satan to God.
这是完全地位上的改变
This is a complete change.
那这个改变是发生在哪里呢？
And where is this change taking place?
是不是有一天我们忽然间搬家了，从地上搬到去了？
Is it because all of a sudden we want our house on this earth to heaven?
不是的。
No.
这边乃是说眼睛怎么样？ Okay.
This is what this is talking about is that the eyes is open.
整个的问题是一个眼睛得开的问题。
This whole problem surrounding is open.
你们谁记得我看见？
Who remember I mentioned, I talked about how the blind were able to see?
这个眼睛得看见这件事情在圣经里面是很重要的一件事。
It's very important in the Bible regarding the eyes to see.
在神的眼中，谁是瞎子？谁是看得见
In God's eyes, who is blind and who is able to see?
啊，神的眼中谁是瞎子
In God's eyes, who is blind?
凡是不认识都是什么
No, God is blind.
凡是不认识耶稣基督神儿子的人都是瞎子
All those who does not know God, Lord Jesus,
虽然你有两个眼睛水汪汪的很漂亮但是你在神的眼中仍然是瞎子
Even though you have two physical eyes, but in God's eyes
你如果去读约翰福音第九章瞎眼的那个故事
So if you go and read John chapter 9 read about the blind person
那里主耶稣在最后行完这个神迹事情也了要结束的时候耶稣说了一句话对着犹太人说的
So after everything's about done Lord Jesus spoke to the Jews and what he said was
他说我来是叫能看见的看不见看不见的看得见
He said I can't see no longer see and those who are blind
你没有抓到那个灵看不见的看见看得见的看不见到底看见还看不见
So whether they can see or not
You should get into it. 我们必须要的人。
We need to understand that we are born blind.
神在我们身上要做的一个事情，就是叫我们这些心灵瞎的人能够看得见。
And God wants to do this to all of us is that to cause those who are blind in our hearts to open our eyes.
这是神在我们伟大的工作。
And this is the greatest work that
需要认识神。认识他的儿子。
We need to know God and know His Son.
如果我们不认识神，不认识他的儿子，我们是一个瞎眼的人。
If we do not know Him and His Son, we're blind.
那现在保罗被打发出来传这个属天的信息，就是要达成这些。
Was sent to preach the message and didn't want to spread across.
那我们相信他，我们的眼睛就会被打开。
And so when we believe in Him, our eyes are open.
这样，我们一个看见的人。就可以从黑暗转向光明。
And only this way, we can turn from darkness to light.
那请问谁是这个最好的见证？
Witness to this.
谁是这个事最好的见证？
Who can be give a best testimony?
就是这个做见证这个人嘛。
Is the person who's giving this testimony?
扫罗嘛。扫罗他眼睛看得见看不见呢？
Saul, originally can't.
他以为他看得见，对不对？
That was the
problem. 他在那里为上帝大发热心，但是他是个瞎子。
He was zealous for God, but yet he was blind.
他在那里逼迫基督徒，他以为他是侍奉神。
He's persecuting the Christian, he thought he was serving God.
可是现在，神在大马色路上把他打倒在地上，他肉眼瞎了，打开了。
But here on his way to Damascus, God struck him down from his horse, and so his physical eyes was blind, but now his spiritual inner eyes were open.
所以从那一天起，他就从黑暗转向了光明了。
So from that day he turned from darkness to light.
他就开始看见他的人生的。
From that day he was able to see where his life is.
以前是罪魁，罪人中的罪魁。
Before he was living in sin.
No, no.
He was elite. He was the amongst the most sinner.
He's the chief among the sinners.
He was the chief among the sinners.
对，然后今天神怎么样赦免他，让他神的指示。
Today God forgave him and.
他的眼睛打开了。
So here his eyes were open.
这是每一个基督徒应该有的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is experience every Christian should experience.
以前我们不认识神，我们在罪里头。
Before we do not know God, we were living in sin.
今天神开了我的眼睛，让我认识神是谁。
But today, what great blessing has given me?
给我有一个方向。
So that I have a new direction in my life.
Now I see, 这是我的见证。
So now I see, and that becomes my testimony.
现在保神就说你去做这个见证。
And so now God tells Paul to be that
testimony. 神不但怎么开了你眼睛，神今天要借着你去开别人的眼睛。
He will use you to open others' eyes.
这是每一个基督徒的事情。
And this is every something that every Christian needs to do.
什么叫做看见？
What is it to be able to see?
看见就是看见这个看不见的神，这叫看见。
To be able to see is to see this God who is invisible.
所以这个话人的话都讲不清楚。
It's,
你要看见那看不见的神，听得懂吗？
To be able to see a God that's not able to be seen by the physical eyes is that's what needs to be seen. And this is the secret to.
如果我们里面的眼睛没有看见，我不管你外面看见什么，那都没有用。
If your inner eyes cannot see, I do not use this.
我还活在那个好像跟世人没有分别的里头，因为我们里面没有看见。
Why Christians still living like everyone else in the world is because inside we still cannot see.
耶稣要上十字架前一个礼拜
，A week before Lord Jesus went on the cross.
他朝着耶路撒冷去。
He was headed toward Jerusalem.
那一条路叫做十字架的路。
It's called the way of the cross.
在那条路上，他做了好几件重要的事。
On the way, he did a couple of important things.
但是那几件事情都是 symbolic, 都是象征性的做的。但是你懂的人就知道他在做什么，你不懂的人还是猛查查，不知道他在做什么。
All those things are just symbolic, and for those who understand, they were doing. And those for those who does not understand, he will not understand.
咒诅一个无花果树。
And one of the things which he did was to curse a fig tree.
Oh, 主怎么那么小气？树上没有果子就把那个树咒诅了，变成枯了。
So why is he cursing a fig tree simply for effect?
是一个 symbol.
But that is a
无花果树是以色列国。
What does the fig tree symbolize? It symbolizes the
Israel nation. 没有让神满足。
The nation did not bear any fruit, so God was not satisfied.
所以神就咒诅。
And that's why God is cursing it.
在路上的时候，就这个路边。
And also along the way, there were two blind people walking on the road as well.
如果你去读马太福音二十章
，they heard.
耶稣来了。
They heard that Jesus is coming.
他们就大喊。他们喊什么
？What are they shouting?
大卫的子孙啊，可怜我们啊。
Son of David, have mercy on us.
那旁边的人听见他那边大喊大叫，神经病，闭口，不要乱叫。
So the people around them were thought they were crazy and scolding them.
大卫的子孙啊，可怜我们啊。
And they were asking him to keep quiet, but they just yelled it louder.
耶稣听见了，就来问他们两个。
And so he came.
你要我为你们做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
那两个人说什么？
And what did those two people say?
拉伯尼，我们要看见。
We want to see.
耶稣就用伸手摸他的眼睛，就看见。
And Jesus extended his hands to touch them, and they were able to see.
你说拉伯尼翻译出来就是老师的意思。
And Rabbi, the
老师 Rabbi.
Look, they call him Rabbi, and the translation, the meaning of that word is it means teacher.
那我们读两个瞎子就过去了。
And when it just means that Jesus healed two blind person.
我读这个的时候，我里头有一个很深的感觉。
But however, when I read this, I have this feeling inside me.
神在这里要施怜悯。
God here to give out mercy.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
你怎么回答？
How do you answer this question?
你要学那两个瞎子。
You need to be like those two blind
people. 你要喊什么？
You need to yell out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道你一生中间你有没有像神这样喊过。
I don't know whether in your life whether you have shouted out such phrase to God.
什么人会喊？
What kind of people yells?
什么人？人家不准你喊，你还得大喊。什么
？Continue shouting and yelling, even though others prohibit them to do so.
啊，什么人
？What kind of people will do this?
好，就是绝望的人 ，desperate 的人，对不对 ？Desperate， 你不会喊吧
？If you don't have that desperate shout,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
什么人可以看见
？What kind of people can see？
就知道自己是瞎的人。
It's those people who know they're blind.
里面有一个 desperation 就是啊，中文这下也没有字了。
You have that desperation within them.
主啊，你如果不开我眼睛，我这一生没有指望。
And that is to know that if Lord, if you do not open my eyes, I have no hope.
这里有一个人叫做扫罗。
Here is this person called Saul.
他在那里 desperate.
And he is desperate.
他在那里拼命奉神。
He thought what he was doing is
寻找到底什么是神的神在我身上的旨意。
And within him, he's seeking out God's will.
今天有多少的青年人像保罗这个样子？
How many young people today are just like Paul?
你 desperate 吗？
Are you desperate?
你里面是不是真的还在那边找？到底我这一生怎么样活？
Are you truly alive?
我年轻的时候是这样子 desperate.
That's how I was when I was young.
我真是在生命里说实话，如果我只是跟世界的人一样这样子吃吃喝喝忙碌的话，我这一生是白活了。
I said to him, if I just live out my life just like everyone else on this earth, I've lived my life in vain.
人生不应该是这个样子。
This is not
the 目的。
There's a higher calling in our lives.
这个目的在哪里？
And the purpose is.
人不能够告诉我。
Other people cannot tell you.
只有谁可以告诉我？
And the only one who can tell you is.
造我的神。
The God who created me.
因为我的生命是从他来的。
Because my life came from.
所以他能够告诉我我造你是为什么？所以扫罗他在大马色路上这位神，他整个人生的答案找到了。
And so on his way to Damascus, Saul found the meaning of his
life. 他的眼睛被打开了。
His eyes were open.
现在神说你去。
And so now God said, go.
你去把这个消息告诉世界上的人。
That is the message to the people.
神
God can open your eyes.
神可以把你黑暗带到光明里头来。
God can lead you from darkness to light.
这个撒旦的权下带到真正认识神的国度里。
God can bring you from the dominion of Satan into God.
这是一个面。
And this is a mission.
还有第二个面。
And the second one is.
因为我得蒙成圣的人同得基业。
And so the second one is to because you believe me, in
十八节。
And verse 18, it says, in order to that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me.
必得赦免，这是我们刚刚信主的时候的所经历的事情。
Here, so on one hand, they talk about our sins were forgiven. This is what everyone experienced when we were first saved.
很可惜，很多的基督徒的经历仅此而已，就是罪得赦免。That's it.
But sadly, that's what the only lot of Christians experienced. It's not what Christianity is about.
基督教不是告诉我们罪得赦免。That's it.
This is not what it's about, that our sins are forgiven.
下面还有更重要，罪得赦免是得到下面那个祝福的方法而已。
However, what's important is what follows, that for sins been about to receive from him. And the reason why our sins are forgiven is because
和一切成圣的人, 干嘛? 同得基业。
And it's to have an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith.
所以在这里有一个目标, 这个目标, 神要给我们这些人,
give us
什么?
What is it that he won't give us?
基业,
an inheritance.
如果今天你爸爸是 Bill Gates,
so for example, if your father is Bill Gates,
你的基业是什么?
What's your inheritance?
啊? 他可能都捐掉了, 可能你,
maybe by this time he already given everything, so you penny from him.
不管怎么样, 很羡慕你的爸爸很有钱, 那是你就将来吃喝不尽。
But in regards, you may be very envious to have a father like that, so that you will be taken care of for the rest of your life.
但是你,
but however, this is only what blind people ask for. What gives want to give us is beyond what we can imagine. What he gives us is a heavenly inheritance.
给犹太人讲故事的时候告诉他们将来有一个有奶与蜜之地 你们要去得
symbolized by the land of Canaan
对基督徒来讲 有一个属天的基业
however for Christians we have a heavenly inheritance
你看见没有
have you seen it
啊 如果没看见 你今天要大喊 你要学那个瞎子 喊什么
if you have not seen it
见
and shout Lord I want to see
看见什么？看见神要给你的产业是何等的丰盛。
And what are you trying to see? What and that is the inheritance that He has given you. How abundant that is.
怎么样得这个产业呢？
How do you inherit that inheritance?
一切同得基业。
And that is all those who are sanctified by faith.
光光罪得赦免，这是第一步，还不够。
It's not enough that you just have your sins forgiven. That's the first step. It's not enough.
下一步是什么？
The next step is
成圣。
And to be sanctified.
你要追求一个成圣的经历, 就是说十字架在你的身上要有功,
cross needs to work on you.
你去过一个背十字架跟随主的人,
and you must be a person who carries his own cross.
如果你在这个成圣的事上要有学习, 你的生命, 你属灵的生命才会成熟。
And if you want to learn on the, to how to be sanctified, you need to.
罗马书所告�u我们的第二个部分,
this is the second part that's been told to us in the book of Romans.
这个神给保罗的使命在他的书信里面都很清楚的一步一步指给我们看
So the mission that God has given Paul has been clearly spelled out throughout his books
所以他实在是一个有启示的人忠心的仆人
It's also a faithful
今天你们进来的时候我在执事单里面给你们夹了一张纸
And today when you enter I have included something in your announcement sheet
这张纸我们 做到 我们教会的意向与使命
And on this sheet it describes the vision for our church
我想 我不知道我们在东区教会这么久 你知不知道我们教会的意向与使命
You've been attending our church for so many I'm not sure whether you know what our vision is
个人与一个团体 我们每次在讲这个题目的时候说到 一定需要有一个vision
Whether individually or as a group Whenever we speak We always talk about We need to have a vision
神啊, 我要看见
I pray to God that And said Lord I want to see
一个教会到底看见什么
So what exactly is it that a church sees
那你就会发现保罗的见证是很明确的
And you'll discover that Paul's testimony is very clear
蛮简单的话说 一切又在一切之内，他是教会全体之首。 出自于哪里?
So put it simply, it says Christ is all and in all. And where is that from?
那有一节圣经是我们刚刚念的，哥罗西书。
It's from the book of Colossians.
啊，他这位基督他是首。
And here talk about this Christ is the leader for the church.
也就是这个新的人。
Well, in other words, it's this new person.
这个我刚刚用的词说 UFO。
In other words, it's that word I just used, which is UFO.
应该 well identified, 是一个非常神启示给我们。
But however, to us, that shouldn't be unidentified. But rather, it should be a very well understood.
世界的人不认识的, 但是却是神一直在做的。
It may be unidentified to the people of this world, but this is something that God continues to do for us.
这个人叫做新造的人。
And that is, this person is the new person.
No. 新造的 new creation.
New creation.
若有人在基督里, 他就是什么? 新造的人旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
If he is in Christ, he is a new creation. Everything has passed.
所以整个神在地上所做的工作，他是做一个新造的人。
So everything that God has done on this earth, he is to create a
new creation. 这个新造的人，一个来讲是一个 universal man， 是一个巨人。
This new creation, on one hand, is this universal man.
是一个宇宙人。
It's a universal.
但是小的时候又是一个小的人，以尼哥底那个尼哥底母做代表，不是的。Anania 做代表。
But it could be as small as and represented by a small brother like Anna, brother Ananias.
因为所以你要看见保罗要看见的是这个大的人与那个小的人。
What Paul sees is this giant and this small person.
一个任何在地上的教会也是一样，我们必须看见神今天在地上到底做什么。
The same thing for us in this church and this world is that we need to be able to see what he's trying to do.
是一个新的人，新的创造。
We need to see this new creation.
不是一个建筑物。
It's not a building.
不是一个人的组织。
It's not an organization.
不是一个什么样的俱乐部。
It's not a club.
是一个活生生的人。
It's a living man.
你我被拯救是第一，我们个人要改变，从旧人变成新人。第二，你这个新人跟一个大的新人是配在一起。
You and I, when our sins are forgiven, that's the first step. But secondly, then we need to come and join together with this as a new creation, join together with this bit larger creation.
我们没有任何的，我们个人没有个我们自己的梦没有。
We do not have our own dreams.
只有一个梦。
And we only have one.
就是神的梦。
And that is God's dream.
就是神当年给众先知所看见的那个梦。
And that is the same dream that he has revealed to all the prophets.
雅各做过这个梦。
Jacob had this dream.
约瑟做过这个梦。
Joseph had this dream.
保罗也做过这个梦。
Paul also had this dream.
我这两年一直讲，都是讲这个梦。
And this is the same dream I've been preaching about for the past 2 years.
我可以讲破我的舌头。
I can preach, continue to preach until my mouth is dry.
Broken.
My
也没有用。
And it would still be useless.
除非什么？
Unless.
啊，神打开你的眼睛。
Unless God open your eyes.
那神怎么会打开你的眼睛呢？
So how could he open your eyes?
你必须像什么？那个耶路撒冷城外的那两个瞎子一样。
You must be just like those two blind people outside Jerusalem.
向耶稣怎么样喊？
You need to shout from deepest part of your heart. And what you're shouting is,
Rabboni, 开我的眼睛。
Rabbi, open my eyes.
你如果有这个祷告，有这个呼喊，
If you have this prayer and then you have this shouting,
就给你看见。
Jesus will allow you to see.
什么是我们的 mission?
What is our vision?
我们也没有自己的 mission.
We do not have our own vision.
这个 mission 必须是下一张。
This vision is... Oh, this mission is Colossians...
不是第二个部分。
It's this...
Mission. 对。
This, our mission is...
到我耶稣说到我这里当负我的轭学我的样式。
Come to me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me.
你会发现，当我们被神抓住的时候
，You realize that when we're captured by God.
你看那十二个门徒被神抓住的时候
，If you look at how when the
12
disciples were captured by God, when they hear
耶稣说什么
，What they hear Jesus call them?
来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
耶稣对他在马太福音十一章说，凡可以到我这里来。
In Matthew chapter 11, Lord Jesus said, "All those who are weak and heavy laden."
保罗在这个大马色路上被神打倒了以后
，And after Paul was struck down on his way, struck down by God on his way to Damascus,
神就把他带到哪里去了
？Where did God lead him to?
带到阿拉伯的旷野有三年。
He led him to a desert for 3 years.
他在干嘛
？And what is he doing?
他学基督。进入基督的学校。
He entered into school of Christ.
没有人在他的旁边，只有他跟神，还有谁不知道？圣经从来没有解释。总而言之，他在阿拉伯旷野有三年之久。
And he led him into world to learn to be like Christ.
他一面是 dislearn， 一面是 learn。
On one hand, he's dislearning what he learned before. On the other, he's learning
Good. 别的通通放掉了。
He's learned before.
他重新学基督。
And he started new to learn to be like Christ.
我们没有一个基督，没有一个基督徒能够不学。
Not a single Christian.
耶稣说：“来，学我的样式。”
Not a single Christian can get away of not learning. We need Jesus to come. And
学是痛苦的事情。
We know that it's very painful to go to school.
对不对？所以说上学很 enjoy 的。所以我
Who enjoys going to school?
不太多，有一个，就是我老婆。
Oh yeah, one is probably my wife.
上学其实是蛮。
It's hard work.
对，你还要去上课，还要听课，还要考试，还要交作业。
Not only do you have to pay the tuition, you need to go and listen to lectures and to do homework and take tests.
对不对？上学是辛苦的一件事。
Going to school is very hard.
但是主说，你学我的样式，负我的轭。
Said, come and learn in my school to me and to carry take on my yoke.
所以负轭是辛苦，没有错的。
So yes, indeed, it is very hard to take on the yoke.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的基督徒太 easy 了。
Dear brother and sister, today we life.
我们对付了代价去得到它。
We're willing to pay heavy prices in order to obtain things of this world.
We
obtain our degrees. We learn a bit about skills, how to make a living. We all pay prices for these.
信仰付代价。
But how many Christ for your faith?
今天我们对我们圣经多少人付了代价呢?
How many people today have truly paid the price for
our Bible? 如果神的话那么重要，我们每天有没有在这个神的话上下功夫呢?
If God's words are so important, have we put in the works necessary every day?
我害怕我们的功夫下得不够。
I'm afraid to say that we haven't.
下是下就算了。
We haven't paid work into it.
我们没有像有一些圣徒在圣经里面所说的，神啊，我把你的话丰丰富富的存在心里，免得我得罪你。
I'm afraid that a lot of us are unlike some Christian who said that we're able to put God only into our hearts so that we anger you.
Offend
you.
我们不会 anger you. 我们是 offend God.
So that we may.
所以你耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就遵守我的话。
So Jesus said, if you love me, obey my commandments.
那我的话轻。背在心里面不行的，不可能。
If we have not read his words and remember them in our hearts, how can we serve him?
所以，我这么多年在这个教会二十多年了。
So I've been in this church for 20 some years.
所有我们该注意，从头又讲。
Everything attention to I talk about again and again.
我盼望我们有耳朵能够听进去。
I hope I pray that all of us have ears to listen.
教会这么多年。我们的 mission, 我们的 vision 都是 consistent 跟着神的话走。
All these years, our mission and our vision have been consistent.
有一次，因为他在负责搞这个网页的事，我们教会的网页。
One time, our brother Huang, our church web.
我们教会的网页要重新设计。
And he said that we need to redesign our webpage.
你能不能写一点我们教会的 mission statement?
Okay, and so he asked, can you write about our church's mission statement?
我今天写的是根据他的要求。
And today what I've written up there is in according to his request.
放在我们教会到底神给我们的托付是什么。
And this shall go onto the webpage so that we can reveal to the world what God wants us to do.
这个必须是神自己所要求的，不是我说什么，我没有话说的。
This must be a request from God himself. It's not from me. I have nothing to say.
神当年告诉保罗怎么讲，保罗在他的书信告诉我们神说了什么。
Back in the days when God, Paul wrote down what God wanted him to say, and he wrote in his letters.
教会也是一样，照样把神说过的告诉这个世界。
And in the same way, the church in this world is revealing to the outside world what God wants them to know.
那当然，它的前提是我们能够做这个见证的前提是我们自己要看见。
But however, there's a prerequisite for in order for us to be a testimony, and that is for us we must be able to see.
所以我讲了那么多。
So I have spoken so much.
Boils down one thing, one statement.
And all this boils down to one statement.
这个 statement 就是什么?
And that is
那两个下,
to blind people.
拉波尼, 我要看见。
I want to see.
我盼望这是我们每一个基督徒向神每天的祷告。
I pray that this is a prayer that every single day.
It's every day, it was once in your lifetime.
It's every day, it's not just once in a lifetime.
我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
今天我们没有回应的诗歌。
Today we do not have a response hymn.
我要我们每一个人都开口祷告。
I want everyone to open our mouth and pray.
我希望你里头有一个感觉，今天在这个世界是一个空虚的世界。
I want you to have this feeling that this world is an empty world.
不能使人满足的世界。
It's a world that cannot fulfill people.
甚至在一个基督教的教会里头，所谓的教会里头也得不着满足。
And it got to a point that even in the so-called church, people cannot have satisfaction.
除非你看见耶稣。
And unless you have seen Jesus.
你认识他的旨意。
And you know his commandments.
我们一起在主里面祷告的时间。
Let's have some.
自己默祷，然后随着圣灵的感动，你如果里头有感觉，你要开口祷告，你带我们祷告。
Let's spend some time in silent prayer. If the Holy Spirit leads you.
请两位开口祷告。
I would like to ask at least two brother or sister to open their mouths to pray.
然后我做结束祷告。
And then I'll end with a prayer.
Amen.主，我们在你的面前向你承认，我们是生来瞎眼的人。
Lord, we come before you and admit that we were born blind.
我们的肉眼可以看见这个花花绿绿的世界。
And even though our physical eyes can see this world,
但是我们属灵的眼睛，我们对你的事，属天的事是完全不明白。
Our spiritual eyes to things of these heavenly things and also what you wanted, we completely do not understand.
你曾经开过我们的眼睛，让我们认识耶稣是谁。
You opened our eyes once to allow us to understand who Jesus is.
因着那一个开启，我们接受了你做我们个人的救主。
And from that beginning, we have accepted you as our Savior.
但是主啊，你还有许许多多的事情要向我们启示。
But Lord, there's so many things you want to reveal to us.
可是我们好像已经停了。
But yet we seem to be stagnant.
我们已现有的光景为满足了。
And we're happy with where.
没有像保罗那主耶稣。
A day or two, but we've been doing this for years.
主，可怜我们今天属灵的光景。
Lord, have mercy on our spiritual conditions.
主啊，给我们有一个迫切的心。
Please give us longing heart.
让我们天天在你面前迫切的呼喊。
So that we may be anxiously shouting out to you.
为我们自己呼喊。
Shouting out for ourselves.
为我们今天的时代呼喊。
And also shout for our times.
为我们整个教会的光景呼喊。
Our condition of the church.
神啊，救我们。
Lord, save us.
叫我们脱离这个时代的虚晃。
So that we may be away from this.
让我们进入基督的丰富。
So then enter into the abundance.
好叫你们看见你的
abundance. So that when you return, you can see that your church is prepared.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.